Imagine staying in a hotel that encouraged you to sleep with your clothes and shoes on so that you could make a quick escape in case of a fire. Roll back the clock a couple of centuries, and it was perfectly normal here. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Happy birthday, dear Smokey.
Happy birthday, Smokey Bear. The great outdoors and everyone in it thanks you for 70 years of wildfire prevention. For safety tips, visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
Today we may think of taverns as a place to get a drink. However, turn back the clock to the 1790s in Alexandria, Virginia, and you'll find that places like Gadsby's Tavern provided many important services.
The tavern was the center of life in Alexandria, so this is where the mail came in. This is where you got all the latest information from what was going on in other colonies, because the sea captains would be coming to port and often coming up here to dine or to stay over.
As Lance Malamo explains, prominent citizens like George Washington, who owned a townhouse nearby yet did not have a kitchen, frequented this place to get something to eat and visit with others.
Gadsby's Tavern was somewhat unique in that it had two very interesting features. One is what we call the assembly room. Now, that's a very large room. At the time it was built, it was the largest public space in the city of Alexandria. And in that room, anything could happen.
The room hosted large meetings and much more.
There could be what we would call today almost similar to a flea market, where 10 by 10 foot squares of the room would be chalked off, and individual artisans or craftsmen or even medical professionals would ply their trade. So you could be getting your teeth pulled in one spot and your wife could be getting her new dress made right next to you.
The tavern had a hotel as well. There was a room for families, but single males occupied most of the space.
Men who traveled, they didn't rent a room, they rented space more or less in a bed. You kept your clothes on just in case the tavern caught fire. You had to have your shoes, your boots on. It was on the third floor. It was hot and steamy.
Gadsby's Tavern can still be seen today as one of this city's historic sites. Traveling the countryside in Alexandria, Virginia, I'm Andrew McRae.